What is happening? This is Ryan here with Sales and Marketing Build Freedom Show. Gonna break it down for you. Something really cool that happened to me on accident. It wasn't through pondering. It was through intentional action and something called strategic byproducts. And it basically gave me quantum leap results, even though I didn't get the results I was looking for. And about 1/10 the amount of time. So I had to share this with you because it's applicable to anything in life, especially in growing your business. So looking forward to chopping this up with you today in the episode. What's up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley, and you are listening to the Sales and Marketing Built Freedom Podcast, where we share with you the underground ninja skills and tactics that the top sales and marketing leaders are using create financial and lifestyle freedom. And the question that everybody is asking is, how do I create financial and lifestyle freedom for me? That is the question, and this show is the answer. What is happening, everybody? This is Ryan here with the Sales and Marketing Freedom Show. Sorry, a little tongue twister there for me today. You know, today we're going to get into how to create strategic byproducts. And you're probably wondering like what a strategic byproduct is. And looking back over the last year, starting my business, this was when I've made the biggest leaps. And I didn't really think about it till recently, actually till I tried to deploy something totally new to me. And just to define what a strategic byproduct is, and it's a term used by Dan Sullivan. If you haven't heard of Dan Sullivan, he's coached and mentored just thousands of entrepreneurs. And basically, these are unanticipated side effects of when you're acting through something. So this is how innovation happens. This is how crazy good things occur. And a big reason for it, actually, it was funny when I did the virtual summit I did last year, the Enterprise Sales Summit, essentially that shifted my entire business model as a person and the direction I was heading and who I'm serving, and created quantum leaps for me in terms of income and revenue in a really short period of time. And I had some of these strategic byproducts happen again more recently. And it was actually when I was going to do a major shift in my business model. So previously it was accidental in terms of I was doing a new type of event, a new way I was serving the market. And this way was intentional. I wanted to serve the market in a different way. However, it happened through action. It wasn't through pondering. And I learned more legitimately in 1 week about my market than I probably did in the prior 2 or 3 months. So it was really, really eye-opening. And I learned not just about the market, but about myself and about my business, right? And so one of the things I did is I made a shift to my business model. And it was one of those things where I had to stop doing what was working to be able to get something better and to be able to do something better and serve at a higher level for a greater number of people. And so what I'm going to do is there was like 4 or 5 things that I was doing that I needed to test and try. And I was really, really kind of stuck in the mud on them. It was something because I kept falling into the trap from the Quantum Leap Strategy. If you haven't read that book, the Quantum Leap Strategy, it's basically like the second edition to U Squared. But the Quantum Leap Strategy, really what it is it's a similar version to it. It's only 36 pages, but it's about creating 10x, 100x jumps in terms of what you're doing. And it's a book you read multiple times. And one of the things that they have, I think there's 16 or 17 traps that they kind of identify. And the more of the same trap is what I'm talking about. And I'll read this to you just so you understand, because this is really, really foundational and been just eye-opening. So the more of the same trap. So basically, reliance on trying harder instead of trying differently. In addition, there's another trap called the faith in the familiar trap. And that's relying on your usual routines. What I can't see isn't their trap, thinking you have to do it all by yourself. Playing it safe trap, you know, choosing the wrong risk. The passivity trap, wishing for what you want instead of pursuing what you want. And this one was really eye-opening for me this week, is failures aren't allowed trap. So that's unwillingness to make mistakes and interpreting problems as proof that you should give up and quit. Now, I wasn't giving up and quit. I just wasn't I wasn't acting on it. And then the other one, which this is so relevant, the perfect timing trap, right? Waiting for the right circumstances. And so wanted to share those with you because those are really eye-opening. And if you did not write those down, go back, rewind this, write those down, put them somewhere. I actually have those on my wall because those are basically different traps that you fall through in your brain as you try to take yourself to the next level or try something different. That I think Price Pritchett wrote that book, and it's just really, really good. So recommended reading, check it out, write those down. And so basically going through that and making adjustments to my business model, there's four strategic byproducts that came out of it. And I want to share those with you because some of them happened that are more epiphanies for innovation or bigger picture moments or mind captures that it could totally change the trajectory of my business. And then others are immediate ROI or immediate return on time, basically return on result, I should say, right away that I experience. And one of them, of those short-term ones, I'll hit that first, is what is happening. I really appreciate you checking out the podcast today. Had something super exciting that I wanted to share with you that I've only shared with my private clients. And it is called the Referrals for Revenue Challenge. Now, I previously have only shared these concepts privately with clients that pay me $10,000, $20,000 a month and more. And now I'm bringing this to you because this program is amazing at helping companies scale their company, scale their revenue, and scale their results. And so I want to share with you, check out the link below. It's live and there's live coaching involved. Other CEOs, entrepreneurs, revenue leaders, revenue generators. It's www.referralsforrevenuechallenge.com/go. 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 It's also in the show notes. Hope to see you there live. It is July 26th to July 30th. And really excited to share this program with the world. So I hope to see you there. Enjoy the rest of the show. I basically created, I think, a couple new partnerships from being on Clubhouse for an hour. And I was on there for an hour. I did a talk, maybe an hour and 15 minutes. I did a talk, and ironically, there wasn't many people there because it's the first time I've ever been on the platform. And so just like any other platform, you got to build up a following. And the second one was, I checked out this room. I saw a friend there. He invited me on stage. And then I gave a quick tip on something and then struck a couple of strategic partnerships from that. So that was number one. Number two is I realized that the messaging that I was providing for a solution that I offer wasn't hitting the market. And like, it's hard when you're first starting because you don't always have the confidence to understand that. And whenever you're selling anything, whether it be marketing one to many or sales one on one, is if you don't have the understanding or know that it works, then you might just think that people don't want the solution, right? However, like I've worked with private clients and I've seen the results are insane. Like they're insane. They like blow away the market in terms of anything else that's out there right now. And so I'm like, okay, I know this works. And people love the results, right? They love the results. So, however, I was putting some information out there and it was like crickets. It was like tumbleweeds blowing through. And I'm like, okay, my messaging sucks right now. It's terrible. I need to get better. It's not scratching people where they itch. You know, so that was another strategic byproduct is, hey, in my head, it was so clear, so vivid. And when I talked to people one-on-one, it was, but when I leveraged it via marketing, it wasn't. So there's a gap there, right? The other thing is, like I mentioned, I learned more about my market than I did in probably the previous 8 to 12 weeks in 1 week, just in terms of what they respond to, what they want, what they don't want. And so that was something really eye-opening too. And it was just asking, testing, right? And then the fourth one is I'm not afraid to test anymore, which is going to sound weird because I'm a risk taker by nature. I'm confident. I have grit and resolve in what I'm doing. So you would be like, Ryan, why would you be afraid of testing? And I'm not totally afraid of testing. However, for some reason, in certain areas I am, and I was like, dude, where's this coming from? What's the core belief that you have to bring this down? And you might have this as well, but you know, through my career, especially like the last, I don't know, 9 years prior, last six especially, we sold to really, 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 really large companies. And there was really long sales processes. And at the same time, there was really, outside of the sales process, there was really a long, it would take a really long time sometimes just to get in the room with the right person. So it could literally take someone on my team, like a rep, trying for 9 months to get in with the white whale. Now, there's a lot of cases where that didn't happen, but sometimes there were. So in doing that, it was always when you're looking at it, it's like, okay, we had the mentality of like, how do we strive for perfection for every single meeting, right? How do we show up and be the most dialed in salesperson that and team, not just salesperson, but team and solution that they've ever seen in that market or any other market? So we had a massive expectation of excellence. However, you know, throughout that conditions you when you operate in that environment, and to look at every situation as life and death, which in reality we really didn't look at it, but you don't need to take things that serious, and you need to accept failure. And starting a business is the complete opposite of that. There's a lot of small decisions that you make and test that'll give you really valid feedback that you're allowed to screw up on. It could be a social post. It could be questions you're asking. It could be your market message. It could be, I mean, there's so many other things. And the big strategic byproduct, right? That's an inception byproduct, right? Is what I discovered is failure findings equal leveraged learning, right? Failure findings equal leveraged learning. And that's truly, truly important because, like I said, there's some things that I truly failed on. You know, I just hit on some of the successes, but there's a lot of stuff I failed on too. And once I changed my frame of besides just looking at the outcome of like, okay, I got to get this result. I have to achieve this to, you know, that's what I want. And that's what I'm striving for. However, if I don't on the way there, I'm going to find out what works and what doesn't. And if there's one thing that works and 10 things that don't, then I'm going to double, triple, quadruple down on that one thing that works and see how it scales. And so this is applicable to any part of your business. So I wanted to share that with you today because that's like truly, truly of what's happening to me on my journey as I'm going through this, and something that's truly eye-opening and is applicable to anybody that's trying to do something big, something special, something impactful for the world. So I wanted to share that with you today. Super happy to check this out. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. If you want to check out the Referrals for Revenue Challenge, that is going on right now. www.referralsforrevenuechallenge.com/go. www.referralsforrevenuechallenge.com/go. It applies some of the principles that I talk about all the time, and customers are achieving crazy results for it, as well as some other big picture companies. So really excited to share with you and how you can unlock that for your company. And it has even led to companies doubling, tripling, quadrupling in size, which if something like that out there in the market and you don't need to take on funding or investment to have that VC-like growth, then I think you need to hear about it. So thanks for joining me today. Look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Thank you for spending the time with me today. I know that time is one of the most valuable resources, so I truly honor and appreciate you coming along this journey with me. One of the things that I want to ask you is if you really truly enjoyed this and know someone that this can make an impact on, please share this episode with them. If you're on a journey for financial and lifestyle freedom, it is always exponentially better if we're building a tribe with like-minded people who are on the same journey. In addition, I have an amazing PDF for you that could be career-changing in terms of the content. Essentially, what it is are the top 10 questions that every big customer is asking behind closed doors that no one is telling you about. I'll put a link for it in the show notes.
So check it out. It's my free gift for you for being a part of this launch and being a part of this journey with me. And I hope to see you soon.